Good morning. In response to the COVID-19 emergency to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearing in the Capitol with none of our members participating remotely. And to allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we'll be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the number to call today to participate is 844-291-6364. Once again, 844-291-6364. And the access code is 8610185. Once again, 8610185. For detailed instructions on how to access the teleconference system, please see the Senate or committee website. When we move to public comments, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 to support or oppose. Press this only one time and await patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you're watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearing as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag time for participants who are joining us online. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. Today we have three bills on the agenda. However, we will begin with the consent calendar, which is one item. Before we move on to the consent calendar, we need to establish a quorum. Consultant, please call the roll.
Members, please remember to have your mic on and speak into the microphone. Rubio?
Here.
Rubio, present. Jones?
Here.
Jones, present. Archuleta? Bates?
Here.
Bates, present. Borges?
Present.
Borges, present. Dodd?
Present.
Dodd, present. Glazer?
Present.
Glazer, present. Hueso? Hurtado? Melendez? Melendez present. Fortantino?
Here.
Fortantino present. Roth?
Here.
Roth present. We have a quorum.
The consultant notes a quorum has been established. We will now move on to the consent calendar. We have one item, SB 713, Rubio. Do I have a motion for the consent calendar? So moved by Senator Dodd. Consultant, please call the roll.
The motion is due pass, but first we refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Archuleta? Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Borges?
Aye.
Borges, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hueso? Hurtado? Melendez?
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Portantino? Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Bill has 9 votes. We'll put it on call.
Thank you for that. Today we will begin with SB 655. Welcome, Senator Bradford. You may present it, Bill. SB 655 when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And SB 665 builds on some work that our insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lotta, and I worked on in creating an insurance diversity survey on SB 534. The goal was really simply to fix the gap in information left after survey sunsetted and to collect data in order to find the best approaches to evaluate and increase diversity in the insurance market. This bill just expands upon that of the work that we did on SB 534 and will help strengthen equity, diversity, transparency in California. There are three components to this measure. It lowers the existing California premium reporting threshold from $100 million to $75 million as it relates to insurance company, governing board, and supplier diversity data. This threshold helps capture a bigger snapshot of the insurance industry's diverse spending and board variety as a whole. The governing board survey remains as it was. It's totally voluntarily a voluntary process, giving each board member the opportunity to self-report their demographic information to the Department of Insurance confidentially. The second piece just simply codifies the reporting requirements for the underrepresented groups on insurance companies' governing boards to include requiring insurance companies to provide a governing board diversity policy statement or measurable goals. And from the data collected in 2019, we found among the 1,300 board seats surveyed, 80% were occupied by Caucasians and 70% of them identified as male. In order to help the insurance industry properly reflect the diversity of the state, this measure simply asks insurers to respond to the survey. They include a measurable statement on their goals for increasing inclusivity. And finally, SB 65 defines the terms diverse investment managers in the COIN program, and COIN simply stands for California Organized Investment Network. It serves as a national model to provide leadership in increasing insurance industry investments in underserved and rural communities throughout California. SB 655 builds upon the successful data that was pulled from insurers and users in and implementation measurable goals toward diversity and inclusive investment practices. Again, I want to thank this committee and all the stakeholders who have worked with us to bring us to this point today, and I look forward to continue to work on this measure as it moves to judiciary if it gets off this committee today. And on behalf of our insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lotta, we have Michael Martinez, who is the senior deputy to the Commissioner Lara and the legislative director. And at the appropriate time, I ask for I vote.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. Before we move forward, I do need to advise that due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chair may institute time limits on testimony. Each side will be permitted an equal amount of time, not to exceed 3 minutes. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measure. We will now proceed with Mr. Martinez. You may proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Chair Rubio and members of the committee. Michael Martinez here on behalf of Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara and the California Department of Insurance. We are the proud sponsor of SB 655 and would like to thank Senator Bradford for his leadership in authoring this important measure. This bill does build upon the success of our previously sponsored bill last session, SB 534, in which we partnered with author Senator Bradford, as well as builds on the progress of our nationally recognized insurance diversity initiative. Please know that we have been working with interested stakeholders on this measure and have appreciated the conversations to date. Under the new $75 million reporting threshold in the bill, there would be a modest increase in the number of companies required to report, and we are committed to assisting these smaller companies to ensure that they have adequate time and resources to prepare, which includes providing comprehensive training sessions by department staff. There's also, in addition to our commitment, there's also a 30-day extension that is already permitted by current law for those companies that may need some additional time or assistance to complete the survey. I did want to note that many insurance companies currently share their governing board goals and policy statements with the department today, and we are seeking to provide guidance to insurance companies and assist those companies that that have not provided goals or a statement in the past. There's also publicly held companies' board diversity policy goals and statements readily available to shareholders today as part of a company's proxy statement. And then we also do believe that the bill's proposed language provides companies with some flexibility regarding what a diversity policy statement entails. And we believe that language should be taken as no means to be an exhaustive list. We do want to also state that the board diversity survey and related data, including the policy goals and statements, are to be reported to the department confidentially and then published by the department in the aggregate so as not to be able to identify any company or board member. Commissioner Lott and the department maintain an unwavering commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and believe the communities we serve expect us to use every possible tool that we have. Thank you very much to the committee and staff for your work on this bill, and we look forward to continued collaboration as this bill moves forward in the process. Respectfully request your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Now we will move to other witnesses in support. We're going to go to the gallery. Anyone speaking in support? Seeing none, we will now move to room 112. Seeing none, we will now move on to witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of SB 655, we will begin.
Thank you. If you wish to comment in support of SB 655, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. I currently have one in queue. It'll just be one moment.
Thank you.
And our comment comes from line 15. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Uzma Rahman. I vote in support of SB 655 as a California resident who wants to see insurance companies as diverse as the beautiful state of California. Thank you.
Thank you. Moderator, please check the line one more time to ensure we've heard from every member of the public.
Thank you. If you wish to comment in support of SB 655, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. I currently have no further comments in queue at this time.
Thank you, moderator. Having heard from all supporters, we will now follow the same process and hear from the opposition. So we will move over to the gallery to see if there's anyone speaking in opposition. Seeing none, we will now move to room 112. Having no one there, thank you. We will now move to the witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition of SB 655, we will begin.
Thank you. If you wish to make a comment in opposition of SB 655, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. I currently have no comments in queue at this time.
Thank you, moderator. Thank you to all the supporters that called in opposition. We will now bring the discussion back to the members. Do any of the members have questions or comments? Senator Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. And I'm happy to support the bill and make the motion for approval when the time is ready. I just had a quick question for the author or Mr. Martinez. I understand that the conversations are going well with the insurance companies, but there are a few details that still need to be worked out, and just wanted to confirm that the author and the Department of Insurance offices are committed to continuing those conversations and working out those details.
You want me to respond?
Do we have Mr. Martinez, or
I'll
if you want to take that?
Yeah, I respond to it. Yes, without a doubt, we're committed to working with all stakeholders, both in support of opposition of this bill. As stated, if it moves forward, we're going to continue to dialogue as we have. This is not a new issue. Again, this is an extension of what we did a year ago in SB 534. So we know it's a lot of interested parties, so we're committed. both myself as author and the insurance commissioner and his staff as well. So, yes.
Thank you. I'm not surprised by the answer, and I'll move the bill.
Thank you. Senator Bradford, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a straightforward measure. We often say that our strength is in our diversity, and it should be reflected in our insurance industry as it has been, and just about everything else that we do in our daily life. Businesses are made better not only by having a diverse client base, but a diverse workforce as well. And what we're trying to do here is truly model what has been successful for the last 35 years, which was implemented in the utility space by the late Assemblywoman Gwen Moore when she authored what's now known as Junior Order 156, which encouraged contracting and procurement and having diversity in the utility industry. And this is what we're trying to build upon and make sure that they not only contract and procure, but their boards also are reflective of the great diversity of California. And I simply ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. The bill has been moved by Senator Jones. The motion is due pass, but first we refer to Committee on Judiciary. Consultant, please call the roll.
Members, remember to keep your microphone on. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Archuleta? Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Borges?
Aye.
Borges, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Hurtado? Melendez? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Bill has 9 votes. Put on a call.
Thank you. Before we move forward, we must adopt the committee rules. You should have all received a copy. So without objection, the committee rules are adopted. Thank you. We will now move on to our next author. Welcome, Senator DeRosso. You may present your bill SB 334 when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I'm here to present SB 334. This bill will require private for-profit prisons and detention facilities to, one, adhere to all appropriate state and local health, safety, fire, and jail standards. Two, meet and maintain specific insurance coverages. Three, submit quarterly compliance reports of these requirements to both the insurance provider company and the insurance commissioner's office. And last, insurance companies are responsible for ensuring compliance and would terminate a facility's insurance coverage if these requirements are not met. Several for-profit detention facilities have a history of very poor conditions. In response, California has taken a definitive stance to improve the conditions. In 2019, AB 32 prohibited the operation of a for-profit private detention facility or prison after January 1st, 2020. Unfortunately, under the previous federal administration, the companies rushed to enter into a series of contracts in an apparent attempt to circumvent AB 32. Meanwhile, men and women are still detained in terrible conditions. There are numerous reports detailing those conditions and abusive treatment of people, including the 2017 U.S. Department of Homeland Security report finding that the Adelanto detention facility failed to meet many of the government's own standards and operators did not address the problems despite repeated warnings. There was another report in USA Today of sexual assaults, another USC study. The safety and welfare of those detained in for-profit criminal and civil detention facilities is threatened even more under COVID, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. There were reports of a lack of access to soap, sanitizer, other personal protection equipment, and not allocating space for social distancing. That includes an account of 70 detainees sharing 5 bars of soap and guards coming in and out of dorms without personal protection equipment. In last year, the San Diego-based Otay Mesa Detention Facility reported an outbreak of 111 people in custody and 25 staffers and the first COVID-19 death of a detainee. Colleagues, the provisions of this bill apply equally to for-profit facilities engaged in civil detention and criminal detention. With me, I have representatives from the co-sponsors, Michael Martinez, Legislative Director for the Office of Insurance Commissioner Lara, and Joseph Villela, Director of Policy for CHIRLA, to speak in support. And Michael, Mr. Martinez can also help with any technical questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Durazo. We will now move on to testimony in support of SB 334. We will begin with Mr. Martinez from California Department of Insurance. You may begin.
Thank you, Chair Rubio, Vice Chair Jones, and members of the committee. Michael Martinez here on behalf of Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara and the California Department of Insurance. Commissioner Lara is very proud to be the co-sponsor of this measure with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights and the California Immigrant Policy Center. And we would like to thank Senator Durazo for her tremendous leadership in authoring this measure. We agree with all of the senator's remarks just stated on this measure. And just know that several of these for-profit private prisons and detention centers continue to operate in this state today, and they have consistently failed to meet minimum local, state, and federal health and safety standards because there are no consequences today if they do not meet these basic standards. This bill will require these private facilities to adhere to the same health and safety standards currently followed by California's own state and local publicly managed facilities, thereby reducing risks and avoiding potential losses for insurance companies. We believe Senate Bill 334 should provide a powerful motivation for private for-profit prisons and detention facilities to adhere to local, state, and federal standards while also ensuring that these facilities maintain comprehensive insurance coverage, building on the California legislature's repeated efforts to regulate and restrict the use of private prisons and detention facilities in the state, and most importantly, ensure that basic health, safety, and human rights are afforded to our most vulnerable populations detained in our state. I respectfully request your I vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. We will now move on to Joseph Yella from Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, Los Angeles. You may begin.
Thank you. Joseph Yella again with CHIRLA. And we appreciate Senator Durazo for introducing this important piece of legislation. The Private Detention Accountability Act, as mentioned, will provide accountability for for-profit detention facilities and prisons operating in California to meet and maintain insurance requirements, including workers' compensations and liability, and adhere to all the state and local health and safety standards. We believe, as CHIRLA, that this bill is critical to ensure the human and civil rights of immigrants are respected in civil detention centers. As mentioned, we have experienced number of deaths in these detention centers with no accountability to these companies who are profiting from the detention of individuals. Furthermore, we believe that this bill is in alignment to what the state legislature has sought to do, and that is to protect the civil rights of immigrants by enacting previous legislation to provide some sort of oversight to these detention centers. This is another step forward, and with that, we respectfully request an I vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Villela. We will now move on to witnesses in support here in the gallery. Seeing none, we will move to witnesses in room 112 in support of SB 334. Seeing none, we will now move to witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of SB 334, we will begin.
Thank you. If you wish to make a comment in support of SB 334, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. I currently have 2 in queue. Line 14, please go ahead.
Good morning, Madam Chair members. Ryan Sherman with the Riverside Sheriff's Association. We've got a long history of opposing private prisons, and we are pleased to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Line 18, please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Rebecca Gonzalez with the National Association of Social Workers, California chapter, calling in support.
Thank Thank you. I have no further lines in queue at this time.
Thank you. Having heard from all supporters, we will now follow the same process and hear from any opposition. We will first move to the witnesses here in the gallery. Seeing none, we will move to witnesses in room 112. Having none, we will now move over to witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition of SB 334, we will begin.
Thank you. If you wish to make a comment in opposition of SB 344, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. I currently have no comments in queue at this time.
Thank you, moderator. Thank you to all that called in support or opposition. We will now bring the discussion back to the members. Do any members have questions or comments? Okay, seeing none. Senator DeRosso, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Do I have a motion? Moved by Senator Dodd. Consultant, please call the roll.
The motion is due pass, but first we refer to the Committee on Judiciary. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Jones?
No.
Jones, no. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Bates?
Not voting.
Borges? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Melendez? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Bill has 8 votes for, 1 against.
Thank you, Senator DeRosso. We will now lift the call on bills. Consultant, please lift the call. We will start with SB 655 by Senator Bradford.
SB 655 currently has 9 votes. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Melendez? Bill has 11 votes. Bill is out.
We will now move on to consent calendar. Please call the roll.
Consent calendar, SB 713 has 9 votes. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Bill has 12 votes. The bill is out.
Thank you to everyone for your patience and cooperation and all those that called. The agenda is now concluded. The Committee on Insurance is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.